Scars stay long after the moment they occur in, but they tell a story as they stay with us. Interestingly enough, the more I think of scars, the more I'm reminded of the paralyzed man in John 5. This man had been paralyzed for 38 years. He had been found by Jesus laying in front of a pool that the Jews believed had healing power. And here's what happened next. "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once, the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. I think we could pull a beautiful redemptive picture from this part of the story. This mat, just like scars, was symbolic of a story. I imagine as he walked away, holding and clutching that mat under his arm, it reminded him of what once was. It would always be a reminder of Jesus's power and faithfulness. We all have a mat story. We all have that memory that reminds us of where we once were. And I'll admit, sometimes those reminders can be painful, but they serve a purpose. So here's my challenge. Don't leave your mat. Don't leave your testimony of God's faithfulness behind. Someone needs to hear and see what God has done for you, because as a result, people who are far from God will be able to say, if God did it for them, then maybe He can do it for me.